Okay, gentlemen, so we're continuing today our daf in Masechet Shviyos. Yesterday, we dealt with the Mishnah that we have over here about the various things that we say are mutter to buy from an Am Haaretz because of the fact that they're not shmurim and we don't have any chashash. And then we also had a machlokas about the dinim of svichim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing is true about svichim, because if svichim are something that nobody would plant, and the whole basis of the gezeira of svichim, now remember, that's assuming that svichim is a gezeira, and not, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a d'oraisa. So assuming that that's the approach here, so then, if you're talking about the gezeira, what's the point of the gezeira? People may come along, plant, and claim that it just grew on its own. So to avoid that kind of situation, the Rabbanan asered svichim. But, says Rabbi Yehuda, people that are certainly not going to plant, let's say, mustard, which is just grows all over the place, and people just go out and pick it, there's no possibility that somebody's going to go plant a field full of mustard. And therefore, why would we make a gezeira of svichim? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, things that are never cultivated, there's no din of svichim on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean mustard? No svichim are usher. Why? Because you can easily tell when somebody is trying to pawn off cultivated things for just svichim, which means they just grew on their own wild. And you can see, get out of here. Things don't grow that well if you hadn't cultivated them, so we're not chashed for that. The only time that we are chashed, says Rabbi Shimon, is sviche kruv. Kruv is very different because kruv grows so well and so large all on its own that we have no way of knowing the difference between the cultivated or the wild kruv. And so therefore, there we've got a problem, because ein kayotze behen biyarkot sadeh. The Chachamim omrim, whereas the Chachamim say, we had to aser all of svichim because of svichei kruv. The fact is there are things that you can get away with murder, so we asered all of the svichim. Now, there's a little bit of a problem, to say the least, because the Gemara in Psachim quotes Rabbi Shimon as saying, "Kol hasvichim asurim chutz misvichei kruv." That's crazy. How in the world could we have Rabbi Shimon saying the opposite of what he says in the Gemara in Psachim? So what's the pshat? Okay, so a possible approach actually involves us in the discussion that we had yesterday about whether the Mishnah is talking about Svichim aliba the Rabbi Akiva, which is an Isser D'oraisa, or Svichim aliba the Rabbanan, which is an Isser D'rabbanan. So it could be that maybe Rabbi Shimon was talking about opposite approaches. And that would be this. If you hold aliba the Rabbi Akiva, so then that would be the meaning of saying that the only things that are not Svichim would be the Svichei Kruv. You know why? Because Kruv grows so large that we view it as being the equivalent of a tree. Because the point of a tree is that there was never an Isser on trees, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it says, the Sviach Kitzircha. Well, trees are not Kotzir. So therefore, they're not included. So something that grows to such an extent that it grows up like a tree, there was never an Isser. That's not called a Kotzer. Now, whether that means that there's not even an Isser D'Rabbanan, that's a different machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says, you should know, there's no Isser Svichim whatsoever. Meaning, there was no Isser D'Rabbanan on Svichim. Mashenken over here, where he's going, Aliba D'Rabbanan, so then he's talking about the exact opposite, that Svichim are never Isser unless there's a Chashash that we can't tell the difference. And the only time we can't tell the difference is Svichei Kruv. So two totally different Maimorim of Rabbi Shimon, one Aliba Rabbi Akiva, one Aliba de Rabbanan, and both of them would be equally possible. Now, what does interest us is the question of the list of the things that are in the Mishnah. So it said a pagum, v'haribozin, and so on. Okay, we worked, and then it adds chaluglugot. Now, we know from the Gemara that we've had about the beautiful story of the Maisa with the Rebbe's Shivcha in the Beis HaMedrash, how long are you going to be playing around with your chaluglugot? Right? All right, so anyway, the story over here is a little bit different. The story in the Yerushalmi is that in the Beis HaMedrash, they weren't sure about the words Seirugin. So remember, this is Benogea. If you read Kriyat Shema, Seirugin, which means in pieces, whether you're Yotze. They didn't know what the word Seirugin meant exactly. They did not know what the word meant of Chaluglugot that we always talk about. And they had another suffix. The other suffix was, what goes more to define the kovet due to a person? Somebody's going to walk into the door. So do you go according to the one who's gadol b'chokhmah in the Beis HaMedrash, or do you go according to the one who's gadol b'shanim? So mi gadol b'chokhmah v'shanim, these three issues, seirugin, chaluglugot, and mi gadol, itzrechat l'chavraya, the Talmidim did not know. So they said, okay, what we should do is go up to the Beis Rebbe, and we'll ask them. So, Nesek v'Nishal Eilin, the Beis Rebbe, they go up to the house, and the Shivcha of Beis Rebbe comes out. She sees like 100 guys coming into the house. I mean, so she says to them, hold on a second. First, the guys that are older come in. Then, you go according to the years. So, you can't sue the Shani. So, because she said that, so everybody said, okay, yeah, and then you have to go first. You're older than I know. No, you're a week older. Anyway, they worked it out. And they went in according to age. So, Yeo Plan Kaman, Yeo Plan Kanmai, and so on. Then, they didn't want to all go into the house at the same point and overwhelm. So they thought that it would be more polite to walk in just in small groups. So, Shur and Alevin, Kitin, Kitin. So they started coming in different groups. So she says to them, you drive me nuts. Mipneimatem nichlasim, serugin, serugin. So now they understood what the word serugin means. And then there was one of the Talmidim, one of the rabbis, Chad Rabbi, you know, everybody in the Beis HaMedrash is already a rabbi. So one of them was carrying these parpachinia begulte. So he had a little kerchief that he tied up in a package. He turned it into a package and it was filled with parpachinia. Again, the way that parpachinia is always translated in these Gemaras is purslane. Now, I know what purslane looks like. I cannot claim that I've actually eaten any in my salad, but apparently it was once very popular. And it wasn't properly tied, this kerchief, and they started falling out. So she says to them, Rebbe, Rebbe, nitpazru chaluglotecha. So, your chaluglugot are getting all over the floor over here. So everybody understood what chaluglugot are. So now this completes our Amud Beis. And I just want to review with you once more these dinim asfichin, because they're so, so confusing. And we had the discussion in the Mishnah that opens up the sugya over here. So remember the shitas that we spoke about yesterday. The Shita of the Rash, which is here on this Mishnah. This is where the Rash explains his whole Shita. And this is the Shita that is actually held by most of the Rishonim. And it's even part of the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the way the Ramban explains the meaning in the Posek. And he says, it says, Sviya Chetzir Chalot Lakeit. And Rabbi Akiva says, that's the D'oraisa. And the Ramban says, that's crazy. We've got all of these Mishnayos that talk about taking vegetables. You know, you're allowed to tell a guy, I'll give you 50 cents for a vegetable. You're not allowed to eat vegetables. What are all of these Mishnayos doing here? What's going on? Says the Ramban. So therefore, he is Mechadish, the same thing that the Rash is Mechadish. And what he says is that even though, when it comes to deciding whether something has Kedusha Shvias, how do you decide when a vegetable grew? You go according to Lakita, whenever you pick it. But Benogea the Dinam of Svichin, says the Rash and the Rabban, you don't go according to Lakita. You go according to when it first appears. Smicha. Now, it's not clear what that smicha is, but in any event, if it started growing in the sixth year, then it's as if it's a veggie of the sixth year. Legabi the dinam of Svichin. Legabi the dinam of Kedusha Shvias, for Beor, and so on, that's something else. Over there, it goes according to the Lakita. So this is the psak of the Rush. The Rambam definitely paskins 100%. It goes according to the Shas of Lakita. So everybody asks, so I don't understand. So how does the Rambam understand all of the Mishnayos? If Svichim goes according to Lakita, you're never allowed to pick vegetables for anybody, and none of those Mishnayos make any sense. So here is where we get to the Peskim Achrayim. This is where the Chazon Ish discusses the meaning of the Ramban and what the issue would be according to the Rash, at what point it's considered to be the Tzmicha. So he says that even the Rambam agrees that it has to be a little bit Perishvias in order to be Svichim. But if it doesn't grow at all during Shvias, and it was completely grown during Shishis, then of course there's no Din of Svichim. And all of the Mishnayos are talking about where you had fully grown veggies. Okay, Lemaisa, all of the, but most of the Poskim Paskin like the Rash, Bizman Hazeh, because of the fact that it's only Derabanan, and therefore we rely that if it started to grow in the sixth year, it's not considered to be Svichim. And I mentioned to you yesterday the beautiful story of the Chazon Ish, which was a very tough year of Shemitah at the beginning of the Yishuv. This was at Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim. And he found that he asked them, it was Mamash, it happened on Mitzoy Rosh Hashanah, and everybody was very concerned. They wouldn't be able to utilize any of these peres because they hadn't grown yet, and everything would be Osir, any of these Yirakot. So the Chazon Ish walked out into the field, and they looked around to see if they could find some of the vegetables that had already sprouted. And they found three, and he said, if you find three, then you can be matir the entire field. A tremendous kula that the Chazon Ish took on his shoulders, and he was literally matir an entire field because of a couple of little tiny, three tiny sprouts in an entire field that he was matir. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. Amish, beautiful. And this is like a famous story. It brings out the kayach of the Chazon Ish, the power of a psak halacha.
And so, a picture of him in the field.
Yeah, we spoke about that yesterday. This is an extant picture. It's amazing. Beautiful thing. Okay. So now, there's also another issue, which we should mention, that we made an Isser Svichin even in cases where things were growing into the Shana Hashminis. Now, we shouldn't be mocked, because over here, we could certainly rely on the Shas Lakita, right? And yet, we are machmer because of another chashash, that you can't be sure, really, that it wasn't actually picked during Shemitah and kept afterwards. Okay, but that's a separate chumrah. So, lemaisa, there's a lot of issues over here, because we're going to be treating kruv like a tree. So we've got the same kind of issues, let's say, for things that are tree-like. Let's say bananas. I'm Jakita the banana, and I'm here to say, you can use bananas in your cereal without Svichin. That's the question. Are bananas, what are we gonna say that they are? The bananas, are they just like any regular Svichin? Or, because of the fact that they are basically, they're perennials. They will regrow. They're not like normal veggies, and they're not technically trees because it's not Mizkayin Baretz in the technical sense because we don't see the actual stalk. Okay, and then there were all kinds of other shaivas that are nogeh bizman hazeh. It's a fascinating shaiva. I say, you don't believe in the heter achila, the heter mechira, right? So, would you be allowed to eat svichim from a sada that was sold to a goy with a heter mechira. Huh? What would be the svar? Because the entire issue of the gezera of Sfichin is because maybe somebody is going to plant it and claim that it was from before. And he'll say that it wasn't from Shvius. But over here, even if it was from Shvius, if it's that the Bechir is right, it would be mutter. There's no problem. He didn't do an iser. The guy believes in the Heter Mechira, even if you don't. So he's not considered to be over on the halacha. And therefore, it's not as if there's an objective gezer of Sfichin. So this would be mutter. In which case, even if you don't hold the Menir Semer, even if you don't hold the Heter Mechira, that you shouldn't have to worry about the Isser of Svichin. Fascinating thing. Okay, anyway, there's obviously tons more that needs to be discussed in terms of Svichin. We've got this basic machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. It's quite clear that it's not a chiev of Malkus, that the Rambam says beferish. And the truth is that Rabbi Akiva, Zulashin is, I must tell you, is mikan somchu a Isser Svichin minatera. So that's already a very suspicious kind of lashon, but it's also the lashon in the pasuk is the lashon of an aseh, not of a los aseh. So we could continue bezrat Hashem our discussions of Svichin and the rest of this perek. So let's continue on Ayam at Beis, and the issue that we were talking about yesterday is right at the bottom of Ayam and Aleph. The question is, the things that we were talking about in our Mishnah are wild things. They're wild varieties that the Mishnah lists, right? So that means that these are all minim that have a cultivated variety, and the Mishnah is talking about the bar, the wild variety. So I have a question. What would be the din in terms of Svichim? I mean, we're talking about in terms of the Am Haaretz, but what would be the din Gabe Svichin? Now, this is a little bit of a weird kind of question. Because if we're allowed to buy it from the Am Haaretz, how could it be an Isser Svichin? And what we're saying, you're allowed to be over on the Isser Svichin if you're buying it from an Am Haaretz. That's a little bit ridiculous, right? So, I mean, it doesn't make sense at all to ask. The Mishnah is obviously saying that there's no Isser Svichin. So therefore, we need to understand that it's very clear from this question that it's possible to have an issue with the Am Haaretz even in situations where there was no gezerah of Svichin. Now remember, we talked about the question of the difference between Svichin of things that actually grow up during Shvius and Svichin of things that are growing from the zera that falls from where you had cultivated it the year before in the Shishis. There's a very big difference between the two, because if you're talking about the things that are cultivated and you are now, they're growing from the leftover seeds from the cultivated variety. So there is definitely a din of Svichin, meaning that they're coming from cultivated seeds. But the question over here is, if you're talking about things that are never, they're growing in a place where bichlal, they're not growing. Now, this is a very important halacha, and I want to read you this halacha from the Rambam, because we need to understand that, here's the lashon of the Rambam, that Svichim ha'olim b'sedei bur, or a sedei nir, or a sedei kerem, or a sedei zera, wherever you have Svichim that are growing in an area where you would b'shum ofen not want them to be growing there. So this is a field that you're bedavka leaving it to rest for the year. You want it to gather its keches, its bor, or to stay near. You actually plowed it, and you want it to remain plowed, not planted. Or it's a kerem, and if things grow over here, then they're going to be damaging the kerem, or they'll be causing a kaloya kerem. Or a stay zera, where other type of things, vegetables in the middle of stay zera, are hurtful. They're all not usher, the mutarim b'achila, mipnei ma, continues the Rambam. Why do we say that there was no gezerah of Svichin in cases like this? Mipnei ma lo gezru aliyam, lefi she'ein adam zorea mekomot elu. Nobody would go out to purposely cultivate in those kinds of fields. The stabor, The whole point is that in Adam Nifnalasham, you don't go into the stable. The stay near Rotzeru Betikuna. He is trying to keep this field weed-free, growth-free, so that afterwards he's going to be able to be Zorea. The stay Kerem, what, he wants things to be growing that will be Kaloya Kerem? Eno Oser Karmo. The stay Zera. If you have Svichim growing in a stay Zera, they're Mafsidimoto. They damage the growth. So in all of these cases, there was no Gezerah at all. So therefore, it's very simple. If we understand that the Mishnah is talking, this is the way the Gemara understands the whole sugya, that the Mishnah is asking two different things. Okay, fine. Binogea, the din of the Amah Oretz of the Svichim that actually came up in these areas where there's no Gezerah of a Svichim. Okay, I understand you're telling me the halacha of the Amah Oretz and that we don't have to be Choshinan of Shomer. Very nice. Now I'm asking another question. What is the din of real Svichim on these type of species, which are wild varieties of cultivated species? That's the question, because, look, I mean, you could think, ad kedekach, I mean, people can easily get confused between this variety and the other varieties, maybe we're geyser. That's what we want to know. So, Maoshi was sorry, Misham Svichim. Well, L'chora, the Mishnah talked about what the din is of mustard, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Svichei Chardal Mutarim, Shal Nechshed Aleim Ovrei Aver. So, what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, look, if you've got the type of plant that nobody would bother cultivating, because it's just, you walk out and you pick it out on yourself, so why would Chazal make a takona of Svichim on something that there's no chashash that someone would have actually planted? And remember, as the Rambam explained, the basis of the takanas were cheshish people will plant, and they'll claim that it grew on its own. This type of thing, no one would plant. So since Rabbi Yehuda says, Svichei chardal mutarim, shelo nechshedu aleihem ovrei avera, so what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That the only reason that we're matir, the Svichim of chardal, is ela shelo nechshedu aleihem, so he gave us a klal. Well, these things that we started at the top of the Mishnah, where we were talking about whether you could buy it from an Amoretz, that's the whole thing. Didn't we just say the reason you can buy it is because nobody plants it? So of alone should dwell him over Avira. So they should also be moderate. Because as we're going to see, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda later. So if Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, these should also be mutter. Now, when you talk about mustard, I mean, the parts of the mustard that are interesting is usually the seeds, mustard seeds. And you use those seeds to make the mustard condiment and so on, right? So Ad Kedom, it should say over here, the correct Yersa, is a reference to Zaro. I mean, obviously, the main point is for the seeds. So would Rabbi Yehuda have said that you can also eat it as a salad green? And it would be mutter to use the leaves of mustard as well? Says the Gemara, what kind of funny question is that? What, you would really entertain the notion that Efshar Meimar, that the Zaro is mutter. I mean, 99% of the use of mustard is for its seeds. So, I mean, obviously, Yarko lo koshikain. I mean, it's not clear to you that we're not, if we don't have a problem with speaking on the main point of why people would actually cultivate mustard. We say they don't, so certainly, I mean, a few people use it as a salad green, so that we're going to answer. That doesn't make sense. That's not even a question. Now, how do we paskin? So Reish Lakish is once in the town of Chikuk, and he sees people are having a ball rolling their hot dogs in mustard and chamton megalgalin ba'adin chardala. And then there's this guy who's got this big plate of mustard and everybody's like dipping their hot dogs in the mustard and the plate drops. And the guy says, the heck with it. He doesn't even bother picking up the plate. That's how cheapo mustard was to these people. He didn't even bother bending down to pick it up. When Reish Lakish said that, saw that, he says, well, I'll tell you from now on, manda maisa li chardala, somebody brings me the svichim of chardala and asks me, is it mutter to take it or not? Meaning, is it halacha like Rabbi Yehuda or not? I'm going to tell him absolutely mutter, like Rabbi Yehuda said. I mean, look at this. Mustard is like not even worth bending down for. So if that's the case, it can't be that there would be a Gzeiras Vichin like Reb Yehuda is saying. And
the article brings that Reb Shimon Cerulius is Megoris Chukok, in which case we know where there's a Naphtali and there's excavations there, and you can talk about it when you go.
Okay, beautiful. When you take us on our next trip, and you don't get confused between the right and the left and the chukok and the churor, and we'll have a wonderful time, and we will be very grateful. Maybe David Solomon and Alon
will
get together, and we'll have
a... front, Hyman back. I just thought when we get there, I think
Okay. Well, wonderful. Omer Rabbi Bobar Zavda. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said that Rabbi Chunya, who comes from Chavron, and he was Meira Halacha in the yeshiva there, in Beit Chavron, and he was Meira also the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan, an interesting mindset, Rabbi Yochanan, he comes into the Beis HaMedrash, and he's giving his drasha, and he paskins like the Chachomim. And he paskins like the Chachomim in two different sugyas, where we have a machlokas with the Chachomim and Reb Yehuda. There are two different dinim. One is this din over here about Tzvichei Chardal. So he was Derech Kirabonei D'Halacha of our Mishnah, that even Tzvichei Chardal are Asurim. And he was also Derech the Rabbonan, the Halacha is like the Rabbonan, the Taman, in the sugya of Beitza. So over there we have a shayla like this, right? Remember, we have a machlokas, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. That's the whole beginning of the Masechet. What's the din of Beitza Shenolda B'Yomta? And the question is, do you have to wait till the end of Yontav or till the end of Shabbos? And okay, but according to Beit Hillel, you're not allowed to have it on the same day that it's laid. We'll see. We're going to be getting more deeply into the issues that are involved as we go along over here, but basically, what we're interested in now is what happens if it's a Yontav Somach L'Shabbos. So it's a Yontav before Shabbos, or it's a Shabbos before Yontav. And then the question is, what would be the din? Is it Mutar B'Zeh, or is it Aser B'Zeh? So according to the Chachamim, then nobody, even Beit Hillel, agrees that if the Beitzer was Nolda on day one, whatever that is, the Shabbos or the Yontav, it's Mutar on day two. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's the same machlokas that we have because it's all considered to be Kedusha Achasi. When we have one day of Shvisa running into another day, there's no period in between where there's Mutar. So it's all considered to be one long Kedusha. Fine. Okay. So the Benogia, that machlokas, he paskined that there's no Isser on day two, whatever day two is, the Shabbos or the Yontav. And he paskined against Rabbi Yehuda in both of those things. There was the Gabe Yontav, he paskin against Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, and in Nageh Svichin, he paskin against Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra, that it was Osir. Okay, so meanwhile we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Svichim of Chardal or Asurim. Now, you should know, there's a little bit of a scandal after this psak of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan got very angry, and he actually left Sipporin and moved to Tveria because of this machlokas. So what happened? So Rabbi Abba Barzmina says the story, and he says over the name of Yitzchak, that because of these two piskei halachas, min komei elan tarti milayu, nachasei Rabbi Yochanan mitzipur l'tveria, Rabbi Yochanan was very upset, and he felt it was that it's no place for him. I can't live in Tzipori. I'm going to move to Tveria. Because he says, look, you know, they bring me these old dayonim, and I say something is mutter, and he says it's us. Or I say something is us, and he says it's mutter. So they obviously, I'm not mentioning any names, but I can't live in a town where whatever I say, they say the opposite. Ridiculous. I'll move to Tveria. At least I'll get a little bit of respect. Anyway, if you want to know the inside, you know, dirt, said Rabbi Va, I'll tell you what happened over here and who he's referring to. And what actually happened is that this Maisa of a Beitza Shenolda, B'Shabbos and Yontev, they brought it in front of Rabbi Yasa, and he, being a Talmud after all, of Rabbi Yochanan, he wanted to say that the Halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yochanan. But then he hears that Rav and Rabbi Hanina both disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan on this, and they held, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Beitzer Shenolda B'yontav is Osir on Shabbos, or vice versa. So he didn't want to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Lakula, and he was Shramine. And so because of that, he didn't want to do it the way Rabbi Yochanan claimed. So he pulled back because they held not like him. So that means who was Rabbi Yochanan really talking about when he says, they bring me proofs from these older people, these older Dayanim? He was referring to Rabbi Hanina. This is Rabbi Hanina Bar Chama, and he was an older Dayan, because we know he was the one that we have in the Gemara Ksuvos, when Rabbi was dying. So he said, when he gave over what should be after him, he said that to Rabbi Hanina Bar Chama, he should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Fine. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not gonna go to a place where my Talmidim end up and paskening like these older Dayanim. Okay. So we'll talk later, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, of more stories of the Machlokasim over here between Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yochanan, to fill in missing information. But meanwhile, we've got a very sweet kind of psak over here, that Reish Lakish ends up asking very clearly that it is mutter, and that's not following like Rabbi Yochanan, who was bedavka paskening, not like Rabbi Yehuda in both of these cases. Okay, Rabosai, that concludes Shvi'is Daf Ayin. Onwards and upwards, I say, Bezos Hashem, to be Zocha, to the Shvi'is D'Oraisa, that is coming up in not much time. So we're already zeicher to the, Mitzvah Shvi'is Nuchomais and then Shmuais, okay. So now we just need to be zeicher to the actual Shvi'is itself, as was Hashem.